to allow people to express their sense of loss or solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom as they go through this period of mourning. We contacted Kerry County Council on Friday. The latest we had was no decision had been made as of yet with regards to it, but as things stand, no book of condolences has been opened. Should it be, is the question we're asking. With me the line is Independent Councillor and Kerry County Councillor Donal Grady. Donal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning, listeners.
What's your view on it?
My view, there would be, shouldn't it do one bit of harm if there was condolences opened in Killarney? I'd have no problem in the world. In fact, when I'm finished with this call, I certainly will be ringing the town hall and request it. I'd have no problem in the world. I had the pleasure of meeting her at one stage, and she's a pure lady.
You met her once upon a time.
I did indeed. I met her in Dublin. When she came to Dublin, I met her, and I was asked if I'd attend to meet her, and I did. And I certainly met her, and she's all I can say about her, she's a lovely lady, and I asked her about Queen Victoria. I just told her when she was in Killarney, we spoke about Killarney, and she said she'd dearly love to go there. And I said, would you consider it? And she said, I'll leave that to the younger ones, but they will come to Killarney. Now, that was a few years ago, but she did say they would come to Killarney.
Yeah, and indeed, King Charles III and the Queen Consort, as she's known now, Camilla, did come, of course, to Killarney. You met him as well?
I did indeed. I did. Yeah, they're nice people, and, you know, people say, oh, you know, what about what happened in the past? What happened in the past? We forget that. We can remember it, but we can't hold it against what happened in the past. We must move on. The times are there. England is very important to us, and we certainly would be in a bad way in the 30s and 40s. If we hadn't England to send our people over there, they'd be in a bad way, if there's a thing that we hadn't England to go to that time for work.
Okay, well, there you go. I suppose, one way of looking at it. Now, an online book of condolences has been open in Dublin, or I suppose it's online, and the Mayor of Dublin did it. You can sign that. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin did as well. So there have been books of condolences opened already, but you think Killarney should stand forward, given the royal connection, the link, Queen Victoria, Charles and Camilla coming here a couple of years ago, that we should open one here?
I think it would be very important, and it will help relations at all times. We're depending quite a lot on our English tourism, and it would be very nice to do that, and it's very nice to come along, and the troubled times have gone, and they're no loss, and we must move on. You know, we can forgive. We don't have to forget. Move on. We've got to move on.
So they're not our royal family, 800 years, all of that talk. We need to not be deferential in any way. Different country, and, you know, you have no truck with that, don't you? Say, look, we need to just do what we can because of the links that we have, and this would be a nice gesture of condolence.
Yes, of course it would. And remember, when the Queen was here, it was a lovely gesture. She had the bravery to come. And she had the bravery to stand in the gambles of the member and bow to our dead. So, I mean, when she was here, you know, she acted very responsible lady. And she is a lady. She was a lady. And I was delighted to have met her.
Okay. All right, Donal. Thanks very much for talking to us about that. That's Independent Councillor on Kerry County Council, Donal Grady, says we should look at opening up a book of condolence here in Kerry to the late Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom and Great Britain, or the United Kingdom of Great Britain, I should say, and open a book of condolence. What do you think?